So today's class, we're going to focus on getting to bliss, or as Cher would say, bliss. Going to get some bliss. And so this is a class to get to bliss. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of people really do a lot of things to get to bliss. And you'll see people coming out of these really intense yoga classes and be like, oh my God, I feel so blissed out. And so on one hand, we need to remove some of the obstacles to get to bliss. Where are the obstacles? Yes, in our own head. So our intrinsic state is to be in bliss all the time. The Creator endowed us to be in a life of constant bliss. Unfortunately, we bit the apple, and ever since then, it's been downhill. So we can get there anytime we want, and that's part of this class, is to remember that we can always be there. In the yogic philosophy, and I'm going to try and talk about this, give you the 30-second talk as opposed to the one-hour talk. But the 30-second idea is that bliss is really a reflection of our soul. And we can get to that reflection anytime we want. We just have to remember it or remove some of the obstacles to get there. So again, this is a class to get there. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. The normal talk I give is about, like I said, an hour. To prep this class, but we don't have an hour today. Well, actually, it's a whole teacher training, but so I gave you the 2-minute version of what I teach in 2 weeks. The first practice that we're going to do is a variation on alternate nostril breathing, which I'm sure most of you know something about. But this particular practice is called Padirsasana. And it's very simple. You're going to take watch me first. Don't do this yet. But you're going to take your hands underneath your armpits. And when you feel the breath coming in and out through your nose, you'll notice that the breath is more dominant through one nostril. So every 90 minutes or so, you actually switch nostrils. I don't know if you knew that or not. So probably, because you're a writer, that when you get into your flow, see if you can start to pay attention to what nostril you're breathing out in. Okay? When you're working on the ship and you're dealing with your bossy customers on your private yacht, and they're being very demanding, and you're really like, you know, you're in your A-type mode and you're like taking care of this and that. Notice what nostril you're breathing in. When you're dealing with, same as you, like when you're dealing with your students and you're really on your A game, notice what nostril you're breathing in and out of. Because the left nostril is more creative and the right nostril is more dominant, more action-oriented. So, Nate, if you're going out for a run and you're like, I don't want to do that, and notice what nostril you are and try and switch, because chances are you're probably more left nostril dominant, which is more passive, more relaxing, and you want to be more right nostril dominant, which activates that, yes, I'm going to go for a run, you know? So, but the point is that the yogis found that moment of bliss begins when both nostrils are balanced equally. And that's why there's so much emphasis in the yoga practices, on getting both nostrils equally balanced. And so there's a lot of practices like alternate nostril breathing to get the energy flowing equally through both nostrils. And there's a lot of magic that starts to happen. I'm not going to give you all the philosophy right now. But what does start to happen when both nostrils are balanced equally, it calms the brain activity down. And when that starts to happen, the senses move inward And part of today's practice is to take the senses inward and see what happens. So we want to bring the senses inward and get them into kind of what's called the Brahmana Nadi, that central corridor of consciousness within us that elevates us to higher levels of awarenesses. So what I want you to do is take your hands underneath your armpits, and you don't have to close your eyes yet unless you feel it helps you draw inward. But as you breathe in, just take a few deep breaths through your nose. And right away, after one or two breaths even, but it might take three or four, you might start to notice a lung that's more dominant. And so whatever lung is more dominant, see if you can kind of apply a little bit of pressure to the undominant, is that the correct word, undominant arm or undominant lung, sorry, and where that armpit is, just with that hand, place a little bit of pressure. So if you want to look at me, you can. I'll try and explain this. I'm more right lung dominant. So with my right hand, I'm going to put a little bit of pressure underneath my left armpit and draw some more awareness to my left lung. Does that make sense to you guys? Okay. So now I'm starting to become more left lung dominant. So I'm going to either ease off the pressure a little bit or put a little bit of pressure on the other armpit. Okay, so you can play with this. We'll just do this for a minute, 2 minutes. So close your eyes. And see if you can, with intention, or by placing that pressure at the armpit, if you can start to breathe in equally into both lungs. And another trick to do this, by the way, is to actually recross the arms. So if you want to try that, you can do that. Now, just continue to do that a little longer, but see if you can start to notice that as you breathe in equally to both lungs, that you're now breathing in equally to both nostrils. And so you can start to sense that the breath is moving through both nostrils equally. And when you're ready, you can let your hands come down to the knees once you feel that balance. So if you don't, just keep doing this practice a little longer. And start to see the breath coming up through both nostrils like an inverted V. And so you see the breath moving up through both nostrils like an inverted V, and meeting, the breath meets at the top of the nose at the third eye. Just feel the sense of light or effulgence or heat building at the center of your forehead, where this pranic force meets. Very good. And then from here, just keep your eyes closed. Listen to my instructions. Bring the arms out to the sides along the floor. And inhale, bring the hands reach up to the sky. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. And then exhale, bring the hands back out to the sides, down to the floor. So I want to do that three more times. And we'll chant Om on the exhalation. So inhale, bring the arms, reach up. Inhale, bring the arms up. Fill your whole spine with Om. Om. Inhale, the arms up. This time, let the Om resonate at the third eye. Bring your hands to your knees for a moment. Just feeling a pulse at the third eye. Just be in that space just for a moment. Bring your hands to Namaste Mudra. Just rub the palms together. Bring the hands over your eyes. Very good. And then slowly come back. Okay. So please come and stand at the front of your mat. At the top of your mat. I sometimes like to have my blocks handy. just on either side. So if you want to have those, you know, set up, you can. Okay. So coming to the top of your mat, let the arms hang down. Just shrug your shoulders and then let your shoulders drop. Bring the shoulders forward and bring the shoulders back. And then let them come back to wherever they come back. And just kind of rest in that neutral space. Bring your hands to your buttocks. And again, just take a quick peek at your feet and make sure that the feet are hip distance apart. And then inhale, lift the chest and heart. And then exhale, come forward. Keep the spine as extended as you possibly can or elongated. Let the hands come down towards the ankles. And you can flex the knees here. So I'd rather you keep the spine elongated than trying to keep the legs straight. Okay, so just flex the knees. Don't put stress on your hamstrings. Inhale, come back up with an elongated, extended spine. So draw the shoulder blades back, arch the upper back, so thus keeping the curve in the lumbar spine. And we're going to do that a few more times. Exhale, come forward. And then inhale, come back up. And exhale, come forward. Remember to keep the sides, the belly coming in, navel to spine, pubic bone coming forward, lifting away from the thighs. And inhale, come back up. And this time, just kind of go at your own pace. But we're just going to just chant Om on the exhalation. So as you come forward, Om. And just go at your own pace, guys. Inhaling back up and exhaling with Om. Just close your eyes and just really kind of sink into that sound of Om. Ooh. Just go at your own pace. Exhalation, just continue to stay here. If you want to bring your hands to the blocks, you can do that. Just for a moment, really squeeze the shin bones into the midline. Push the leg bones back, lift the glutes upwards, lift the pubic bone away. Inhaling deeply, try to keep the arch in the lumbar spine, and if you can't, you raise your blocks up. Okay. Just pause there for a moment. And with your exhalation, just continue to chant Om silently. So see if you can keep in mind the sound of Om as you exhale. Take the sides of the belly inwards. Draw the shoulder blades back. Bring the chest forward. We'll stay here just for a couple more breaths. chanting Om silently with your exhale. Very good. And then exhale, bend the knees, bring the hands down to the floor. Good. And inhale, come into plank pose. Really draw the sides of the belly in and squeeze the upper arms towards each other just a little bit, like I would say 15% pressure. So don't go for broke here. And then exhale, come back to downward dog. Inhale, come to plank. You can turn the fingers in just a little, the wrist, hands in just a little bit, and squeeze the upper arms towards each other, sides of the belly in. Good. And exhale, back into dog. Now this time, as you come forward into plank, allow the hips to drop a little bit. And squeeze the glutes, and then squeeze the forearms together. Lift the chest upwards, draw the shoulder blades back. Exhale, back into downward dog. We'll do that three more times. Inhale, come to plank. Squeeze the sides of the belly and drop the hips just a little bit, but lift the leg bones upwards. Squeeze the sides of the belly in, forearms, and upper arms squeezing towards each other, hands squeezing together, and then exhale, come into downward dog. Inhale, come into plank. Again, squeeze the upper arms. Lift the chest a little bit. And exhale, come into downward dog. And last one, come into plank, drop the hips a little bit, squeeze the sides of the belly in, lift your right leg up without lifting the hips. Don't lift your hips. And lower down, lift the left leg up. And dead leg down. Good. Nice. So from here, you have a couple of options, but if you can, you come forward into plank a bit, turn the heels over to the left, and bring the right hand up towards the sky. Now, if you need to, bring the left knee down, okay? But whatever option you choose, just start to get really stable. Two more breaths. And then exhale, slowly come back into downward dog. Come into plank. And then pivot the feet over to the right. And bring the left hand up. And again, if you need to do that variation, bring the right knee down to the floor. Get really stable here. And then bring the left hand back down and come into downward dog. Just pause there for a moment. Inhaling deeply. And exhaling deeply. And then very slowly come into plank pose. And then exhale, come down to the floor. Bring the hands down beside your waist. And you're going to inhale. Turn the chest a little, as much as you can to the right, actually. And then lift up. So try not to turn your head. There's a tendency to turn your head, which is fine, but just turn the chest and lift up. And then come on down. Lift up a little bit. Turn the chest, the upper body to the right. Try not to move the hips. And then lift up. And then come on down. And then come on up a bit. Turn to the right. And then come on up. Come up a bit higher if you can. And then come on down. Let's do the other side. So come on up a bit. Turn the torso to the left and lift up. And then come on down. Relax. And then come on up a bit. Turn to the left and then up. It's hard not to turn your head, but try not to. Work on turning the torso. And then come on down. And then come on up a bit. Turn the torso to the left. And then come on up. Good. And then come on down. All righty. So from here, lift the chest and the legs up as high as you can now. Lift them up. And then come on down. Relax your butt and lift up again. And then come on down. And then come on up. And come on down. And then come on up. And come on down. And come on up. And come on down. And last one, come on up. See if you can squeeze your glutes, but lift your legs up higher. And come on down. Now, lift just the chest. Bring the arms forward. Squeeze the elbows back. And come on down. Bring the hands down to the floor. Tuck the toes. See if you can now lift your legs off the floor. Bring full awareness into your back body. Lift the legs up. Lift the hips up. Lift the navel up. And now lift up into chaturanga, and then downward dog. Very good. And then very slowly, walk your feet up to your hands. and come on up halfway. And then come on up all the way and bring your arms, reach up to the sky. And then exhale into Namaste Mudra. And relax the arms down. So the first thing to notice is, where has neutral changed for you? Notice how you're standing. If there's more stability, more strength, more awareness, more prana. Notice where your attention is placed. When you came to class, was it outside of you? And now is your attention more inside? And then the last thing to do is to focus on experiencing or feeling the back body. So starting at the ankles, at the posterior calcaneus, and then working up the Achilles heel or the Achilles tendon into the calves, and the backs of the knees, and the backs of the hamstrings, and the glutes, up into the upper glutes, and then the lower back. And then working on feeling the back of the back all the way to the neck and then the crown of your head. Just really becoming aware of the back body. And as you inhale, have a sense of the breath coming up the whole back body. And as you exhale, have a sense of the Om that you silently chant coming down the back body. Very nice. Okay. So from here, you're going to inhale, bend your knees and sit back into chair pose. Good. And then exhale, come forward. Then inhale, bring the arms forward and come on back up into chair. So trying to keep the spine elongated, extend the upper back. Sit back more into the heels and then exhale, come forward. Good. Inhale, swing the arms up. Come and sit back into chair. Sit back a little bit more. You can bend your knees if you can. Maybe allow your lower back to arch a little bit. Bring the biceps back. Exhale, come forward. Inhale, come and sit back into chair. Sit back a little bit more. And then exhale, come forward. And inhale. Come and sit back into chair. Nice. And we'll do it one more time. Come forward. And inhale. Sit back into chair. Sit back a little bit more. Take your arm bones back. Sit back a little bit more. Take the arm bones back. Inhale. Come and stand. And exhale. Bring the arms to the side. Samasthiti. Inhale. Feel your mind rising from the backs of the heels all the way up the backs of the legs and then the back body to the neck, to the crown of the head, and exhale with your mind, Om, all the way down. Very good. Inhale, bring the arms, reach up to the sky. And exhale, fold forward. Nice extended spine. Flex the knees if you need to. And then inhale, lift the chest and heart. And exhale, take the feet back. Come into down dog. Inhale, come into upward facing dog. And exhale into downward dog. Inhale, take the right foot up to the hands and breathe into warrior one. Good. Exhale, bring the arms to the sides. Inhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. And exhale, bring the hands down. Inhale, take the arms, reach up. Warrior one. Exhale, bring the arms out to the sides, really expanding the chest. Inhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. And exhale, bring the hands down. Inhale, bring the arms, reach up. And exhale. Remember to chant silent Om on exhalation. Inhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. And silent Om with the exhale, offering it out. Good. Inhale, bring the arms, reach up. And then exhale, come into warrior two. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, bring the left hand down the left leg. Right hand reaches up. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, right elbow to right thigh, left arm over the head, and gently look up. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, left hand down, left leg, right hand reaches up. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, right elbow to right thigh, left arm over the head, gently take the gaze up. Very good. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, left hand down the left leg. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, side angle. And then slowly bring the hands down to the floor and step your right foot back. Downward dog. Inhale into upward facing dog. Remember to lift the leg bones away from the floor. Draw the chest forward. Pull the biceps back. And exhale into downward dog. That is so good. You know what? That tasted so good. It's like a double chocolate. Let's do it again, because I love double chocolate. You want to know bliss? Everybody say that together. And we're talking. You guys are always thinking about balls, aren't you? My goodness. Bring your left foot forward. And then come on up into warrior one. Turn the right heel over to the left. Snuggle into this pose. Feel the feet grounded. and yourself kind of rising like a phoenix out of the ground. Exhale, bring the arms up to the sides. Again, that silent om with the exhale. Inhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. Exhale, bring the arms up. Inhale, bring the arms, reach up. Exhale, bring the arms up to the sides. Inhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. And exhale, offer it out. Inhale, gather all the prana of the universe to you, and then offer it back out. Inhale, take all the blessings of the universe and give it back. Inhale, bring the arms up, and then exhale, come into warrior two. Inhale, warrior two, exhale, right hand down. Inhale, warrior two, Virabhadrasana dos. Exhale, left elbow to left thigh, right arm over the head. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, hand down, left hand up. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, left elbow to left thigh. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale. Inhale, warrior two. And exhale. Good. And then slowly bring the hands down to the floor. And step your left foot back, downward facing dog. And then inhale, slowly come into up dog. Really engage through the thighs, press down into the toes, put the legs away, the hips away, bring the pubic bone forward. And press the chest forward. And then exhale, downward facing dog. Very good. Inhale deeply. And exhale deeply. Very good. We'll do one more standing pose. So bring the right leg up towards the sky. Exhale. Bring the right foot up. I'm just going to come into like a runner's lunge. And then inhale and bring the arms reach up. Full lunge pose. Now, there's a couple of options here. The first one is just come forward so that you really have this beautiful line from hands all the way to the back foot. So this is kind of setting up for an extension pose and then warrior three. Get really still in either pose and breathe into the back body. And then bend the knee, slowly come back. And then exhale, bring the hands to the floor. And step your right foot back, come into dog. Good. And if you want to, take that optional up dog. Inhale into up dog. And exhaling, when you're ready, into down dog. Lift the left leg up. And exhale. Step it up to the hand. Coming into that runner's lunge. Anjaneyasana, and then come on up into the high lunge. And then come forward. And then if you'd like, into the warrior three, Virabhadrasana three. And then bend the knee, take the back foot down, touch. And then hands to the floor, left foot back, downward dog. And then take one last up dog if you wish. And downward dog. And then slowly walk the feet up to the hands. Take your time. And then bring the hands to the waist. Extend the spine. Navel the spine and come on back up. And exhale, Samasthiti. Just close your eyes for a moment. Take a couple of deep breaths. And begin to use this mantra of neti neti. Neti neti means not this, not that. Just negating anything in the mind. Anything that comes into your mind, a thought, some sort of identification. Very good. Okay, so from here, come in to your backs, please. Come and lie down onto your backs and just have one. Actually, have your yoga blankets handy next to you. If you don't have a yoga blanket, then have a block, okay? So just first of all, just rest in Shavasana for just a brief moment. So straighten your legs out, just 1 minute. And continue with this idea of neti neti. So even if you're like in this moment feeling or thinking, oh, I'm so relaxed. That's a thought which your ego is clinging to. So just use that mantra, neti neti. Not this, not that. And even if you start to think, oh, I'm such a great yogi, I don't have any thoughts. That's a thought. So just repeat that mantra, neti neti. Or if you start thinking about the wonderful, delicious dinner you're going to have tonight at Blue Osa. And just repeat, neti, neti. Okay, so bend your knees into bridge feet. Have your blankets handy. And what I'd like you to do is to lift your hips up and slide the blankets underneath your sacrum. Okay, so when you're in bridge, just slide the blankets there. Good. And your sacrum should be resting nicely on the blankets or block. And then bring the legs up to the sky. Okay. Now the legs can be at 90 degrees and they can also kind of lean forward a little bit or come forward. Not so much. Like we're not doing plow pose. This is actually a variation on shoulder stand. So they don't have to be at 90. They can come at like 95 or 100 degrees if that's more comfortable. We're going to stay here for a minute and a half or so, but start to use that mantra again, neti, neti. And don't keep repeating the mantra, just repeat it when you start to notice a thought comes into your mind. Very good. And then slowly start to bend your knees and let the feet come down to the floor. Just pause there for a moment. Okay, and then slowly lift the hips up and slide the blankets out. Nice. Good. And then from there, just roll over onto your stomach. Good. You can let the head rest on the floor if you want, the arms to the sides. Going to bend the right knee and lift the foot up. Try not to, again, lift that right pelvic bone up, but just lift the foot up, engaging the right glute. And relax it down. Bend the right knee, engage the glute, and lift up. And then back down. And bend the right knee, engage the glute, and lift up. And then back down. And again, the same side. Lift it up. Sometimes I go back and I just tap my glute just to feel it and just to make sure it's engaging, but also to remind myself to keep my right hip or my right pelvic bone coming down a bit, because sometimes it's easy to just kind of like lift it up to compensate. Exhale, come down. And last one. And lift it up. And back down. Bend the left knee. Engage the glute. Lift it up. And then release. Bend the knee. Engage the glute and lift up. And relax down. And bend the knee, engage, and lift up. And relax down. Bend the knee, engage the glute, lift it up. And back down. Bend the knee, engage the glute, lift it up. And back down. And one last time. Bend the knee, engage the glute, lift up. And back down. Okay, just pause for a moment. Bring the hands or the forearms on top of each other. Rest the forehead on the forearm. And breathe in again to your back body. Feel the whole back body, the backs of the calves, the hamstrings, the glutes, the lower back, the upper back, the back of your neck, and the back of your head. Just breathe in from heels of the feet to the crown of the head, and then from the crown of the head to the heels of the feet. Good. Now bend your knees, both your knees. Grab your ankles. And then start to lift up into bow. Now, we're going to stay here for a moment, so don't get like don't go for it yet. Kind of ease your way into it. Now, we just did all that hip extension prep. So start to kick your heels up to the sky. And then start to lift the chest. Lift the heels up. And lift the chest. Kick up the heels one more time. Lift the chest. Lift it, and down. Oh, yes. And just right where you are, take a deep breath in. And then I want you to make an om sound, but with your lips closed, a light om sound with the lips closed. Okay, and just roll over onto your back. Bring the hands down beside your waist. Pull your knees into your chest. Inhale, push the heels up. Bring the arms over your head. And then exhale, bring the hands down as you pull the knees in. Inhale, bring the arms up as you push the heels up. Fill the bottoms of your feet with breath. Exhale, pull the knees in, bring the hands beside you. Inhale, push the heels up to the ceiling as best as you can. Good. Exhale, bring the knees into the chest. Good. This time, inhale, only the right leg up. Bring the arms, reach up to the sky. Good. Exhale, keep the leg or lower the leg to about 1 inch off the floor and lower the arms down beside your waist. Good. Hold it there for an inhale. Left knee into chest, right foot pressing away. And then inhale, bring the arms, reach up over your head as you slowly raise the right leg back up. And then exhale, pull the knee into the chest as you lower the hands back down. Good, we'll do that on the left side. So inhale, bring the left leg up to the sky as you bring the arms over the head. Exhale, slowly lower the foot to about 1 inch off the floor as you lower the hands down beside your waist. Inhale, bring the leg back up, bring the arms up over your head. I'm sorry, come back down. Stay there for one full breath. And then inhale, bring the leg back up to 90 degrees, and bring the arms up over your head. And exhale, bring the knee into the chest. Good. Inhale, push both feet up, bring the arms over your head. And now just stay there for a couple of breaths. Push up through the heels of the feet, pull the leg bones down into the floor. And then slowly lower the legs a little bit and pause. And then a little bit more and pause. And a little bit more and pause. And a little bit more and pause. And a little bit more. And then all the way down. Good. And bring the arms up to the sides. Breathing in deeply and exhaling deeply. As you're laying here in Shavasana, be mindful of what is coming into your mind. Anything that comes into your mind or that you're clinging to or attaching yourself to, use that mantra, neti neti. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your nose. Gently move your hands, move your feet. Bend one knee and bend the other knee. And then roll over to the side. Gently press yourself up. Just cross your ankles. Just for a moment, be in that space of nada, of nothingness. And tuning in to that inner sound that is unstruck, the sound of anahata. Bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. We'll just chant Om one time. Inhale deeply. Shanti, 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 Namaste.